Well, it's brought to you by McCoy Outdoors, and he is so dedicated to that notion with that sponsor. He's outdoors right now, and not many of us would be out there. Captain Bobby Abrascato, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Well, I'm just in here in my shorts and my tank top right now. Made out of...
Getting a little sun.
Cool, boys.
Yeah.
It sure is. Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing for the FM Talk Fish Report. What's it looking like for you out there right now? I'm sure you're cold, but how's the fishing?
It was a balmy 30 degrees this morning when we launched and ran at about 50 knots down the Mobile River. But so I always look at it as kind of like one of those Band-Aid things, Dalton. You know, you either want to run slow and endure to do it fast like a Band-Aid and just get it over with.
Rip it off, yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'll tell you something. It may sound crazy to people that don't fish a lot, but this is really a great time of the year to fish. We've had the last 2 days have just been off the chart phenomenal. And one of the keys this time of year is just when you find these fish, they really get bunched up, and it's a function of finding them. The deepest sections of the rivers that you're fishing, the areas you want to be in the rivers right now, and the deepest sections is where you're going to find them. Sometimes it takes a little moving around, but, man, I can tell you something, dude. When you find them, it is a whack fest. And the other good thing, when it gets this cold like this, see, here's the other trick that a lot of people don't know is when the water's this cold, the fish are jumping in your ice chest to warm up. See, so they're easy to catch.
How about just taking care of yourself while you're out there? I guess you got some people with you on this venture you're going, and just to stay warm yourself, stay safe.
You got to do it, man. And it's a great question. What you got to do, don't skimp on your winter clothes. If you're going to do this wintertime fishing, man, get the good stuff. Wear layers. Feet, you know, keeping your feet warm is a big key. So you don't want to be out here in tennis shoes and stuff like that. Your feet are going to be freezing, which makes you miserable and takes the enjoyment out of the deal.
Sure.
But the most important piece of attire that you can wear is some kind of PFD, which is a personal flotation device, a life jacket. And they make all kinds nowadays that are very comfortable and uncumbersome to wear. You can a little fanny pack, CO2 activated. I wear a jacket that's actually a life jacket. It's got insulation and foam in it, but I'm going to wear some kind of PFD because, guys, you go over this time of year and all those clothes we were just talking about. I'm Greg Louganis. You ain't swimming for very long. You know, so you want to make sure you're wearing it, not just when the boat's running. I'm talking about when you're fishing. We have ice on the deck of the boat this morning. It's easy to slip. It's easy to stumble when a wave goes by. And you go in with all these clothes on, you're not staying up long. So you really got to wear some. Get something that'll keep you up if you do go in the water.
Wise words from a man who knows well. And Captain Bobby, ateamfishing.com. Is that the place to go for people to...
That's us, man, and you can just book us there. You can get us either with the phone number, just shoot us an email. We'll get you fixed up, dressed warm, and we'll get you on some fish.
All right. Thank you, Captain Bobby.
Have a good weekend.
That's Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Coming up, more Mobile Mornings after this.